is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. It is June 4th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number 214. What's happening, guys? How are you doing as the world burns down?
Good.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
So our crazy times got a little crazier. I'll let Ryan talk about it a little bit later. You all know his very racist statements about the police and the communities that are being impacted and stuff, but
Ryan, did you get that apology posted to Instagram? What? Oh wait, to your MySpace.
My MySpace, yeah. I don't at my BB bulletin board.
Your BBS system. Isn't that basically what Reddit is? Isn't Reddit just a bulletin board system?
Kind of.
But
they got a link to different sites.
That's true.
It is surprising that Reddit is big since it's so simple. It's basically like, and then Dig was big for a while. They basically said, Dig, he's got too much color and shit. Let's just make it like all fucking black and white, and then, oh, there you go.
Do you remember like a year or two ago when Dig's like, we're back, baby, we're back, better than ever, and everyone's like, no, you're not.
I have improved some stuff on Reddit, which I approve of.
Dave, like, you still there or are you out?
Yep, I'm still there.
Just making sure, cause I can't see your beautiful face, so I don't know.
Right. Yes. Ryan, don't be racist, man. Come on, you're better than
that. I'm never racist. Well, I'm never intentionally racist.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ryan is a good man. But yeah, let's start by talking a little bit. I know what, fuck it. I'm going to tell you guys my experiences since we know that's what Ryan's here for. And then after I get that, he'll say his piece and then leave. So I'm going to tell you my Saturday experience in a segment I like to call my Saturday experience. Is that all right?
That's a good experience.
It aligns with your pizza experience on Saturdays and other things. So
yeah, pretty much. This was more of a, hey, there, Dave's like sideways. Oh, there he is.
Upside down, right.
Beautiful, I love it. Can you still talk and shit?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Yeah. What'd you do, just out of curiosity?
That's right, motherfuckers. That's right, I'm the technology king now. You've been usurped. I have made my phone into a camera.
So that I can fix it to show that I'm the king again. But
I fucked it up for weeks, though. I am using my phone's camera via an app to talk to my computer to use it as a webcam.
Well, that's pretty clever. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I like it.
Smart. Very nice.
All right. Enough about Dave. Let's talk about me. All right. So Saturday, I mean, shit's been going down all week. And if people, for some reason, like if you're in Japan, you don't know what's going on. Dude was killed by police in Minneapolis. I mean, straight up fucking murked. He was murdered.
He was murdered. And then, I'd use that word.
And since then, the world's been rioting or rebellion, depending on what word you want to use, protesting, a bunch of other stuff.
The resistance. I like the resistance.
Well, that gives it such a like romantic title, doesn't it? And maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. But there's been a lot of criticism about the Minnesota, like, governor and mayor of Minneapolis, how they handled it and shit, but I don't care about all that. You can tell us to talk about when I tell you my experiences, all right? So, my Saturday experience. Our freezer broke up at our Minneapolis, which is North Minneapolis, which is a little away from South Minneapolis, but still definitely within, like, North Minneapolis is historically known as an area where it's not the best area in the world as far as safety goes, I guess, is a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yep.
So my work's up there, and our freezer went out last Friday, which sucks because we had a lot of product in there. So Saturday I was going to bring up ice to put into some coolers so we could kind of keep what product we could on ice until the freezer got picked up or repaired on Monday. So it's around, I thought my maintenance guy, good guy, I thought he was going to be able to take care of it, but he couldn't on Saturday, so around 4, right when the boys got up from naps, I went up there. I was like, cool, I'm going to head up, which a road known as Penn towards my work, and when I get closer, I'll stop and get some ice, and then I'll bring it to work, and everything will be hunky-dory. So I drive up Penn, and my first big road with a big stoplight is Lowry. It's a intersection. I'm stopped at a light. There are people on every corner. It is packed. Like, there are groups of people on every corner. You're starting to see businesses close down. I've already passed a gas station that burnt down that I used to go. I only stopped there twice. Yeah. It's kind of a janky little back alley gas station, but they burned down. So my first stop, Lowry and Penn. I have my windows down. It's a hot day. I'm listening to a podcast. Group of three guys walks over to me. Hey, man, what you doing here? I'm going to work. Oh, where you work? I work at a homeless shelter up here. Why? What do you need? Oh, all right, man, you cool. Then they went back to the street corner. So I'm like, wait a minute. What if I worked at a bank? Or what was that my answer? Yeah, I know, I work at the TCF up here. Oh, well, that ain't cool. Then what happens? Like, what's my experience like after that?
Yeah. I worked at Target.
Yeah, the Target that burned down. So I'm like kind of annoyed by that, because you guys know how I deal with authority. Like, you know how I care about like actual authority. When people just front authority, I'm like, And I don't know. Maybe they were like, we're just looking out for our neighborhood, making sure no white supremacists are coming into our neighborhood and burning shit down. I don't know. I don't really know. Or maybe they're trying to intimidate people. I don't fucking know. Go up a next big road I get to is Penn and Broadway. Again, corners are filled. Come to a stop sign or stop light. Two guys. Hey, man, what you doing here? And I looked at them, and I was like, the guys back there asked me that same question. And they said, what'd you tell them? And then the light turned green. I said, I'm going to work. And I just took off because the light had turned green at that point. So that's two fucking roads in a row where people, for no good reason really, that I think, are pull me over, and or not pull me over, they like stop. They come up to my window and ask me what I'm doing there, which is weird. So all right, whatever, fuck it. Going up here. I take a left onto Broadway. I'm going towards the Cub Foods over there, looking for ice. Every single business boarded up with spray paint on it. Black owned business, community member. Like, that's the only way you can keep your business safe right now. But even just to see them all boarded up, it was kind of like, god damn, man, what this is fucked like up.
Post-apocalyptic shit. It was fucked up.
It was shit that like 2 days ago was not boarded up, and now everything was boarded up. Cub Foods, not open. Every gas station, not open. I roll over across the highway, that gas station, not open. I had to go to the gas station next to your house, Ryan, on Golden Valley Road there, like just down a ways, to find fucking ice. Everything else was closed within probably a 2 mile radius. I could not find ice anywhere. Every business is closed and boarded up.
Jeez.
And I had a car. I feel bad for people who don't have a car, just want to get a meal or something, man.
Right. Were there a lot of people out where you were driving, or was it just like on the corners? It was packed.
Every corner was packed. People walking around. Like, it seemed like I was driving, like this thought came into my head, driving super slow, super cautious, because I was like, man, what if I accidentally, like a kid ran in front of me and I hit him? And then right. All the narrative is white man hits black child in streets. You know, I like, that's something you might not survive, honestly, quite frankly. That's the way I felt. So yeah, sure. Get to work, drop off the ice, make sure everybody's okay there. They're kind of on edge, which makes sense. And I take off. I leave. I get up, go to my kind of this back road to get to the main road. I'm at the stop sign. We're about two blocks from a police precinct. Police precinct, when I went by it, has barricades in front, barbed wire up front. So I was just thinking how they could have done it better, since we're really good at 7 days to die defenses. Like, I was like, no, there's no pit like dug. There's no automated turrets. They just weren't as good, you know. But they tried. So across the street from where I'm stop sign, I'm at the stoplight waiting to turn left, are two cop cars with four cops just kind of outside. Two in the cars, two outside talking to each other. Pickup truck rolls up. Four guys standing in the back of the pickup truck, like holding on this kind of makeshift banner that they're holding that says Black Lives Matter. They roll through. They like look at the cops. They peel out, go flying down the road as fast as they can. Cops kind of look at them, go back to talking. Just kind of let them go. And And I went home, and I journeyed home back through the same way I came. Didn't get stopped again. But I was thinking to myself, there's like literally very little law right now. Like, what would it take for a police? And I'm sure they had orders like, don't stop people for little things. And if little things are people standing in the back of a pickup truck and going really fast, and that's a little thing, like, what is a big thing? So I'm sure they're on edge and shit like that. But it really, I got home and I was like, it felt like there was no order there. Like, I don't give a fuck about law. You guys know I don't give a fuck about law, really. But there was no order, no safety. And it must have really sucked to be living in those areas right now. But, yeah. So I got home, felt a little bit, honestly, shaken by the whole experience. I was like, man, that was weird. And that's it. That's my Saturday experience. How do you guys, how do you feel about all that? What are your thoughts?
Glad to see you're alive. glad you're still with us.
I'm a white man. I was safe, you know.
I don't know about that.
Especially if you would, if they would have said something in a little meaner voice, you were like, "Fuck you, man!" I could see like you just getting tweaked because people don't tell you what to do, and that could have gone bad. Like, just flip your car over. I'm like, how about that? Now where are you going?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if it was a way of protecting their own stuff.
Could
almost
be. Yeah,
like they basically are like, okay, fuck it, dude, this shit's going crazy, you know, like, hey, we could go down there, sure, let's send some people down there, but let's also cordon off our area. This is our shit. Like, let's block off, you know, like this, say like, hey, I haven't seen you. What are you doing here, man? Like, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know you. Let's just see what if we can figure out what you're doing here, just so we can go, hey, you know, like, protect our stuff. Just because anybody would do that. Like, if all of a sudden, like, your neighborhood, if there was, like, all of a sudden some strange white dude driving around with ice, like, you'd be like, why you need so much ice, man? Why you need so much ice?
I did feel like that when I got, like, 7 20-pound things of ice at the gas station. A guy looked at me, and I was thinking, what's going through his head? Why does that guy need
right.
so much ice?
Right, exactly.
Is he going to a barbecue?
Like, what's going on? Why does that guy need so much ice? You know, like, if something's weird and off, you know, you would at least notice it. But I don't think you would be, like, confrontational. But now this is different from their point of view, because there's like, oh shit, you know, like, I hear some, like, they're getting, might be getting secondhand, thirdhand information saying like, hey, there's some crazy white people trying to do stuff that make us look super bad going into neighborhoods. Let's just, if we see a crazy white dude, let's just question him real quick and see what he's doing.
I mean, look at my face. I don't look like a fucking neo-Nazi. I look like a nice guy.
I can see you as a neo-Nazi. Like, if you were acting as a neo-Nazi, you could pull it off pretty damn well, for sure. In fact, I think that role could be your breakout role. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
But, like, I can see what Dave's saying. There were definitely lots of things getting posted about people coming in from out of town as part of organizations that were like, there's the anarchist type of organizations, but there's also like lots of reports of like KKK and white supremacists,
right?
People
and
trying
that,
to like
that guy who brought all them homemade pipe bombs from Illinois. It's like, you look like a guy who would be making pipe bombs in the basement. I could see it.
I do not. I look like an awesome guy.
Wait, there's a guy with pipe bombs?
Yeah, from Illinois. Like, he brought like, and he was basically like, hey,
he was handing them out.
Anyone want to throw these bombs I made? Like,
yeah.
So they could have been like that. They also could have just like, when everybody's going nuts and the place is unsafe, there probably weren't a lot of people driving in, let alone like white dudes who don't live there driving. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And it's kind of like if someone were to say like, you know, hey man, where do you work? Oh man, I work at this this homeless shelter. And you're like, I don't know, white people don't work at homeless shelters.
I don't think anybody would think. Well, maybe
only white people that care.
I don't know why this white guy working in a homeless shelter. This seems weird.
I think if he knew the place better, he'd be like, oh, okay, you must be gay then. All right.
Right, like it's messed up. You should name drop. Isn't there someone there that at your work that you can name drop, and they'd be like, "Oh shit, he's cool."
No, I cannot. I cannot.
Like if Ryan goes to Japan, he can go like, "I know, Mr. Morimoto," and they'd be like, "Ooh, very nice."
Or more impressive, he could be like, "You guys listen to Geeks Next Door? GND? Yeah, I hear it's big here." And they'll be like, "Oh, Five Kings, yeah." yeah, I mean, I've gotten a few things about talking about community watches. Like, what do you do when you see somebody in your neighborhood that's not normally in your neighborhood? I mean, when one of the easiest kind of step there is to just be like, "Hey, are you okay? Do you need anything? Can I help you with anything?" Which is kind of what they did, except for a little more like, "What are you doing here?"
Right.
I don't know. It was a strange experience.
Like, yeah, like the aggressive nature. Like, if you just walked up and says, like, hey, bud, welcome to the neighborhood. Here's the water. How you doing? What's going on? What are you doing here?" And you're like, "Thanks for the water. I do like water."
I do like water.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard, I mean, it's been weird, because is there still a curfew in Minnesota, or is it?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it hasn't been extended. Yes, it's 10, it's 10 to 4. It's still.
Well, it depends on what city you're in, I think. Because right. I think Golden Valley has one, but I don't think Plymouth does, right. For example.
Well, because it was because of there was the funeral tonight, and that was the whole thing, or this afternoon.
So is it just today's the last day?
I think today's the last day. I haven't heard anything about it extending.
Yeah, because you guys know my...
Maple Grove was just through yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, because you guys know my thoughts on depriving civil liberties. I mean, I get really iffy when they do shit like curfews, because it's a small step to say... You know, this worked really well. Let's just keep curfews. And that way, you know, if you don't need to be out, good people need to be out. If you're not doing any, you know, why would you need to be out at 2 in the morning? You don't need, let's just keep curfews. And that is not as far away as people think, honestly. And I get worried about that kind of shit. I think it's very, very small, the step between where we're at and where that is.
Hmm. Yeah, then it gets to a hard place. How do you keep something like that in check? How do you, like, basically, how do you... affect, you know, like, people from doing things that you don't want them to do. Like, you want them to be able to do this thing. You want them to protest. That's cool. You want that to happen. You don't want them to do the burning, the breaking, all that stuff. How do you prevent all of that with allowing them to do the thing that you need them and you want them to do?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not an easy... That's not... I don't think that's an easy thing, right? Because most of them are... not violent until they are violent. It only takes a small amount of people to completely change the tone of a demonstration or a protest to...
Right,
you know, we talked about mob mentality before and what it does, and yeah, it can be... I don't know, it can be weird.
Yeah, absolutely. What day was the semi thing? Was that Saturday? Sunday?
Saturday?
Mm. And, okay, well, I don't know, did they anything ever come out about this? Because when I was watching it, it seemed like it was a dude that didn't know there was people on the highway, and it takes a long fucking time to stop a semi. Yeah. Yes. But I don't know. Maybe did anything ever come out of that?
And that's what they think it was. They basically arrested him, and it was some Ukrainian guy, and he was already on the road, because basically when they block it, it was basically like block, and it's like, oh shit, you know, block, and he kept driving and stuff. And yeah, so it'll take a long, because he had just dropped off gas to a gas station that was black owned. And the guy was all like, "Nah, man, he's cool." It's all like, and it was basically like, it just, from the way we saw the picture, I don't necessarily thought we could hear the horn of him going like, "Burn, hey, I'm trying to stop. It's like, I think it was just like, I don't know if that was like the parallax effect of stuff like that, where it's like something you're seeing the picture but the sound's not in sync properly, so we didn't hear the horn until it seemed like he was already driving through.
Yeah. Well, and he hadn't seen, you know, but there was a video of even further back, right, where he, you know, all these cars are trying to make this U-turn to come up the entrance ramp, and he's like, "I don't know what's going on," because, you know, they had already closed the road behind him when he got on, so he had no idea. And he just kept going, and everyone's like, "Oh, look at him, he's driving around the barricade." He's like, "Not really. He's something's going on, but I'm just going to keep going straight." And
yeah,
he said he had no intention. It was bad timing.
That's what it looked like, because he stopped. He didn't plow into the protesters. He slowed down as best he could in a semi, which I've never driven a semi, but I know it's fucking hard to stop a semi.
Right.
And then he stopped. He didn't, like, keep going. He didn't, like, swerve to hit people. He just stopped. And I was actually worried they were going to beat the, you know, beat him to death the way the reaction was.
They did. When you got, like, the cell phone footage up close and stuff like that from the people there, and they were like, don't hurt him, and stuff like that. They were trying their best. Sure, there were people who were pissed, and, like, rightly so. Man.
Yeah.
There's, like...
Yeah.
Well, if you assume that he was, like, being reckless, or you assume that he was being malicious.
Yeah, if something something is coming,
either way, you
could
be pissed.
Really,
like, oh, you gotta be more careful, dipshit.
Yeah, instantly go.
But I mean, let's say English isn't your first language. You don't expect people to be on the highway. You know, you're just kind of doing your thing. You're a trucker, so you're probably sleep deprived. I can see the reasons behind it, but you're right. I don't want to say he's completely blameless, but I don't think.
No, I'm not blaming him. No. I'm just explaining how I can see why people.
Sure. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, upset because, like,
be careful.
It almost looks like he's being
right
a dipshit, but he might have just been like unlucky, like, and just driving straight.
Right,
I'm just driving straight.
Well, and that's why they closed the roads down early that day. Was because they knew the protesters were going to hit the street, so they're like, let's just close them down even earlier than normal.
Right.
And he just got caught behind the scenes.
Right. And I mean, everyone's emotions were so high that anything outside of what they were expecting is going to be instantly hit with that fight or flight response. And it was. It was instantly, okay, run away or attack whatever it is that we see.
Yeah. So. I was gonna say fuck. It was about him. I don't remember. Anyways, it's a weird thing. And honestly, that's what it was. I don't really watch the news that much, but I do look through news feeds a little bit. I skim through them every day, and I've not heard that. I've not heard anything about it wasn't intentional. It wasn't attempt to kill people. Because if he was trying to kill people, I think he kills a lot of people in that situation. There's no way they would have got out of the way in time.
He wouldn't have stopped.
He's literally
driving. He would not have stopped.
Yeah.
If he wanted to kill people, he would have taken himself with him, but he could have killed.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But
he just had to turn a little bit to the left or the right and keep his foot on the gas, and he would have.
But my point
is, Governor Walz addressed it. Yeah, he addressed it after his 36-hour release. So that's where it was.
That's nice. The news did not pick it up or give a fuck because the news, it's not important to the news, you know. And that's kind of shows us where we're at, right? Well, it wasn't an intent to kill? Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, it's a quick mention and move on.
Yeah. That is disappointing. I mean, so it's a little bit weird in this case because, like, I think right now there's, like, I don't know if it's a conscious or unconscious effort to just amplify the fact that people are angry and things are messed up. And so, like, even if it's not entirely accurate, maybe it still serves a purpose of, like, saying, you know, we're just amplifying how fucked up things are while people are paying attention. I don't think it's that intentional, but I think that maybe is a okay thing. But yeah, if you look at it on the other side, it's, like, kind of similar to, like, maybe what Fox News would do about things is just talk about one aspect of things and not tell the full story. And so it's also kind of like slimy too, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not just Fox News, it's everybody. CNN does it, MSNBC do it. They all have one narrative and that's what they talk about and that's it. And it's disappointing.
I only say Fox because, you know, I think the people we interact with the most see Fox for what it is, but maybe don't see
that's true
everything else for what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. it's a strange, weird time. Me and Ryan were talking about last night, and he does have a plan to fix it when he retires. He's going to start a business. You want to talk about your business after plan, or
I want to make the world a better place.
What was the name of your new company? I forget.
You named it, and you called it. What did you call it? It was
Sovereign Industries, bringing back Five Kings.
That's a simple solution. You know, that gets right to it.
It's elegant. It's like it's almost as if it's planned out by five greatest minds to ever work.
It's true.
I was more like thinking how my mind usually quickly goes to how do you make things better. And so then I find myself actually being critical of what's going on and then it makes me come off as an a-hole. But like, what I'm actually thinking about without expressing it well is like, okay, it's agreed, this is totally fucked. Now let's make it better. And I like jump to the now let's make it better and start trying to think of ways to make things better.
Yeah.
But people aren't ready for that. People are still in the, and they're rightfully and fine, take your time, be in the things are fucked up and be mad about it. But like, I do think it would be nice to like try to make things better, you know, at some point. You know, I'd love to see steps towards making things better that are actually like actions that people are uniting to do, like taking this energy and using it to make positive change in a directed manner. That would be cool.
Yep, I agree. And I mean, as I mentioned it last night to you, but I think that's why what they did to, that's why the Democratic Party putting Biden, so like pushing him out there, made me so angry and disenfranchised with everything, because that's not change. That's the power structure keeping the power structure. It's not change. It's more of the same, and it's unfortunate. Like, we need real change that puts people first, and unfortunately what we have is this establishment on both sides that keeps money first, and that's, and yeah, so I don't know. I for the first time in a long time, I thought about, like, I've never thought about not voting. I've always thought it's my civic duty to vote. You should vote, you should find out what your way. But for the first time in a long time, I was thinking, man, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't see everybody that's talking about change, like, in a meaningful way, is pushed to the sidelines and discredited or said, we don't want that, by the establishment, which makes sense. The establishment is there because they have power, they want money, and they want to stay in power and keep making money. And it just made me sad and angry.
Yeah.
Angry.
And you're also talking about how, like, the fact that, you know, the current president, who's a big bully, a-hole, like, not intellectual at all, more of a, like, just like, hey, that's dumb, why don't we just like shoot it? I don't like it, why don't we just like blow it up? Like, fucking, where that mentality like is pervasive in a sense, like everything is like, blah, this is broken and I'm mad, and the best you get out of it is like, fuck them, is, you know, or whatever. And this is like, and that's, the emotions are real, and to be respected. But like, I actually take Governor Walz as an example. Like, if you listen to the state level, our state government, and how they approach like COVID things, and they have a, like, they talk about it intelligently, and here's what we're doing, and here's why we're doing it, and here's how we think it'll help. It's like, wow, it's like grown-ups. It's like grown-ups trying to make the world better by doing their job. And what's the sad thing is that's weird. You don't see that, you don't like see that in social media, not even fucking close, which is okay. Yeah. You can accept that. But when you don't see that coming out of the highest department of like government, you know, the executive branch, you know, that's actually like even sadder. Like grown-ups acting like grown-ups would be really cool.
It's a high bar, you said. It's a high bar, man.
Right. The responsibility thing. Like, saying, hey, that's my responsibility, I'm sorry, I screwed that one up. You instantly go like, alright, man, I understand. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes mistakes. As soon as you say that, I'm like, I empathize with you even more, sir.
And that's strong. And it takes a strong person to admit they're wrong, which is why I've always said, for many reasons, Trump is a weak man. He's never admitted he's wrong. That, if you can't see your flaws, if you can't see your weaknesses, then you are a weak person.
I wasn't down in the bunker hiding. I was inspecting it.
I was inspecting it just to make sure it was okay.
Like that interview where he's like, I've expected it like 2.5 times. It's like, 2.5 times? What does a half inspection look like? Like, and you were happy to be expecting it, inspecting it on like the day when they were outside, like the White House. You were, I was just down there inspecting it. Why was your son inspecting it? That seems kind of weird. Why was your wife inspecting it? What is she gonna do?
Honestly,
what happened here? So I don't.
He was hiding in the bunker, dude.
Yeah, they started protesting outside of the White House, so he went down to the bunker, turned off all the lights.
The fucking nuclear bunker, dude. Like, yeah. The bunker designed to protect you from nuclear fallout.
No, he was just inspecting it.
I thought it'd be a good idea to go and walk to a church and hold a Bible, just standing outside for a photo op.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
people just so you can do a photo op with the wrong Bible,
all the protesters out of
the wrong church.
Beat up some journalists.
Yes, he wasn't using the right Bible, and he was holding it upside down.
No, okay. So he's a scaredy cat. Like, even the fact that he doesn't admit it is annoying, but like that's like minor compared to his normal. Well, it's just par for the course.
Yeah, it's par for the course. But it highlights what kind of a narcissist douchebag he is. But anyway, we all know that. We all know that. When me and Ryan were talking, I put on Facebook, I was happy to see the Secretary of Defense was like, no, I did the two things that he got out of his 6-minute statement. I did not want to be in the same picture as Trump. That was an accident. And I don't believe it's ever right for him to invoke the Insurrection Act. We will not be using military on our own people unless it's necessary, really necessary. My favorite part being the first one. I did not want to be in the same picture as Trump. So I'm sure he'll be out in the next couple of weeks or so.
Well, I think he was already fired, wasn't he? Matisse, right?
Mark.
Dave, you're on mute, I think, bud. Or we can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
No, Dave, Dave Klinger. His voice. Oh, I can see
it. That was awesome. He like turned it. He's like, you don't need to see me anymore. Yeah, but anyways, there's not. Amy was telling me today that there's more people today, more people on his party that are seemingly like breaking with him, but only in a way that's like thinking about it. I'm like, man, just grow up, man.
Just
do what's right.
Just,
you know,
do it.
Follow your fucking conscience like a person, like you're supposed to.
I wonder if you could it'd be interesting to take the strength of Trump combined with like an intellectual like type politician. So when I say the strengths of Trump is just like being brash and like being a dick, you know, in a way that people can embrace. Like, imagine if the next person came out and like said like President Pussy Grabber and like referred to him the entire campaign and like just like was an absolute like just like it like was a bully but also then smart. I wonder if that would work. I mean, I don't even know if you want that, but like, okay, if you're gonna be a bully, at least be smart, please. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, come on.
He's be like Putin. Be a bully, but be smart and keep yourself going.
Yeah, well, there you go. At least we can say, yeah, he's a bully, but at least he's smart.
There was a guy talking a few days ago on a episode or something I listened to that he was talking. He painted Trump in a different light. He's like, I hate all his policies. I hate him as a person, but I feel sorry for him as a person because he grew up without knowing what love is. He was raised not by parents, but by people with money. And he was raised to think that money gets you love, and that's all that matters. And he doesn't actually know what real love is. And by extension, since his kids were raised by nannies and stuff, they don't know what it is. So all they really care about is making money for people, and they think that's what gets them gratitude and applause, and it actually does, weirdly enough, at the highest level, so it's kind of sad in a way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you back yet, Dave? Yeah. Or nope. Okay,
I wonder if he disconnects, reconnects, if he would pop back.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. He's a smart man.
He's the new technical king.
That's right.
Dude, if you're talking
nope. Yeah, yep. So that's what's going on. You guys have any other thoughts on that? I know, Ryan, you have a lot of thoughts about the police, and I think the police are just a small portion of this whole thing. So,
yeah, I think the police have definite, real, and deep-seated problems. But it's like also true that the majority of police officers are good people, many of which went into that profession to help their communities, many of which are going to have a hard time helping their communities because they feel like the communities they're helping hate them, like, and might want to hurt them. And that doesn't lead to good things. And like, I think this is an example of how the media shows, you know, this truck plowing through but doesn't follow up and say, hey, it turns out this guy was Ukrainian dude who wasn't paying any damn attention to what the fuck was going on. And he stopped because he didn't want to run people over. And wow, what an unlucky situation for all involved. That doesn't get stated. And same goes for what's shown on, like, every instance where a situation occurs. It's shown repeatedly in the bad light from years back to, you know, like, I'm not saying they aren't real. They are real. And the things that are shown are often, like cases where police did dumbass shit, bad stuff, you know. But, like, you have to keep in mind that that is not everyone. At the same time, you do have to fix it as best you can. But let's say you fix cops perfect. That's, we're talking here about, like, systemic racism. Hey, we hear you, Dave.
Okay, good.
It's like structural, like, thing where it's like the whole system has, like, this friction that's, like, holds back people of certain races or disadvantages in other ways. It holds them back, and it's real, and it hurts everybody. But then the cops, like, take 90% of the, you know, credit for that. Like, because they're the front lines. They're the ones who bumps into the desperate person that's desperate because they got fucked over repeatedly by the system. And then that becomes the, like, thing we try to fix. And we just got to remember that, you know, it ain't just the cops. And I don't know if I've seen cop bashing that bad, honestly. But I have seen a lot of cop bashing. You know, like calling out dumb things for being dumb versus saying everyone in law enforcement, you know, is horrible and should be killed.
And
is not productive.
From what I understand, I don't think a lot of them are mad and say, ah, all cops suck. But you know what they think? I think it is all cops suck because there's the nature that all cops protect each other. And if there was a system in place, so that's why all cops suck, because it's effectively in their eyes a gang. Because what do gangs do? You're in a gang, cool, you protect each other, you never snitch on each other. That's like a big thing. I get in trouble, I do my time, I'm an adult, right? In cops, if a cop does something wrong, no, or it's very few, it's so minute that another cop will tell on them and say, like, get in trouble and say, like, hey, what they were doing was wrong because of this. And then they also have that protection because of the way the police union is, that's a big, big problem, that they get more protections. Like, in the military, if you fire your gun at something, isn't there, like, a shit ton of fucking reports and, like, stuff all about that? Like, why you did it and stuff like that. But a cop just says, like, I was scared for my life. Cool. We agree, you know, regardless of what actually happened, we're going to go with that. He was scared for his life. Okay, cool. You know, prove that he wasn't scared. That's, like, that's a hard impossibility to prove. It's like if someone is scared or not scared. You know, so it's the fact that they have this protection to do bad things, so then it brings in the person who wants to do bad things, and then it's a dangerous job. I'm not going to say it's not, because it is. And now, if I tell on you, now I'm out on the street, and if they find out that they told on him, now, man, what if I need their help? Are they going to protect? Are they going to help me? Stuff like that. It's like you can't. So
yeah, there's a dynamic where, like, bad behavior might not get, like, shut down as fast as it should.
It should get shut, like, and that's why I think it is. It's like, that's why if everyone's taking videos all the time and saying, hey, look at this guy did shitty stuff, fucking get rid of him instantly. And it's like, they should, because you do that in any other job, you do terrible things in any other job, you're fucking fired instantly.
Well, here's the difference, though, like, nobody wants to be a cop. Like, I was telling Chris that June was saying, like, you know, I'm reading this law book, it's interesting, I think I'm going to be a cop. And my sister's like, no. Like, dead serious, fucking stone cold, don't become a cop. And you think that's because everyone who looks at her looks down on her now. They look down on everyone in that profession. And she's just trying to do good. And it's like, that sucks. And you know what that, unfortunately, the cycle there is that if good people believe that being a cop is like the worst job ever, who are you going to get to become cops? Like the cream of the crop? I don't fucking think so.
Right.
Like douchebags? Probably. People with no choice and maybe a desire for authority.
Right.
Or like a hard on for guns or some shit. Sure. I don't know, but like it's a bad like sort of dynamic. It's a vicious cycle when and it's not that the law enforcement has no room to improve. It has tons of room to improve. But it's more like acknowledging that, like, okay, we got to separate the like all individuals need to be given, like, you know, it's tough because, like, if you were to call out people for breaking, like, we talk about these riots and say, like, not everybody was involved in this. A lot of people were protesting peacefully. And we're very careful to separate the two and say, a lot of people were protesting peacefully. Some people were rioting. But there's, you know, we don't say that about the cops. It's not part of the conversation. Yep. But it's the same thing, kind of, you know?
Yeah, I think the cops are actually a straw man here. Like, the cops and, like, yes, there's bad cops, there's good cops. That's like it is anywhere in the world. But the actual issue is what's going on in our society. I didn't know, like, right now, median family wealth by race in the United States, the disparity is ridiculous. Blacks, median family wealth, 17,000. Hispanics, 20,000. Whites, 171,000. Right now, you have 50, I saw a statistic that said 50% of black men and women are out of work right now on unemployment. 50%. And granted, this is an unprecedented time, but you are going to be pissed and angry. And you're gonna wonder what you can do. And if you can't see anything to do because you don't believe the system can change, your only next step is to get angry and violent. So I understand why people are doing it. I just, like you're saying, Ryan, well, how do we change it? Well, yeah. I don't know. I honestly, with the people in power, I don't know how to change it. I don't know how you convince them that people deserve to live a life of dignity where they make enough money to survive. Oh, and all those people that are out of work now, since your healthcare is tied to your work, they don't have healthcare. And during a fucking pandemic, it's like, this is going to get worse before it gets better if we don't find a better way to do things. Andrew Yang, 2020.
Yeah, I do think UBI would be huge. I mean, yeah. And I also think it's like, it's weird because it's insensitive in a way to say some of this stuff. Like, I almost say the next thing I say, which is going to be like some ideas that might be helpful. But like, you can't dismiss people's anger. You got to respect it. I do respect it. And I'm just saying that because it's true. And with that said, you can still say, here's some things. Like, to me, I think how you could... One of the things I was thinking about after we talked, and just I think throughout the day, but I was thinking, hey, I think part of it is describing the problem. We've managed to describe the problem as like sort of structural racism, systematic racism, stuff like that. And I just don't think people get it, for one thing. And the other thing is, I think if you ask, is racism good or bad? You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody would agree, oh, racism's bad. And so when we describe it as that, people are looking to identify bad things that are happening. But like, there are things, like we were talking, I was saying, like, hey, I have money. I had advantages. Doesn't matter how I got my wealth, but I have it. My kids are white. I want them to have the best. Because of a sort of parental desire for my kids to have the best, they will benefit from my standing in society. And that is like a thing that all parents could understand. Every goddamn one. But what people won't understand is, or what people need to understand, like, especially people like in privileged communities, is that, oh, that's part of this cycle. And you're not, I'm trying to say this cycle exists even when people aren't doing anything wrong. Because as soon as you start saying, like, structural racism, there's people that'll be like, well, I'm not racist, so this isn't about me. But if you were to restate the problem as saying that this, somehow restate it so it's like, even when everybody is doing right, there's still a current sort of equilibrium where it's not fair, then maybe you'd get people understanding that, oh, I get it. It's like, it's just, I see, we got to shake this out of its current rut, you know, kind of thing. And it's not about me, like, hating black people. It's about black people getting fucked over because of old shit that made them stuck. Yeah. You know, like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And people react to racism is like a fucking four-letter word, especially among privileged white people. That's like the worst thing it can get called. So they get scared of it and want to deny it, and then they disconnect.
Did we talk about something like this? Because I was actually thinking about this last night, too, how the term racism is the... If somebody says racism is the problem, you lose a lot of people. And I think that's kind of what you're saying, too, because people say, I'm not racist, so that's not the problem. And actually, in actuality, I think that cop probably wasn't as racist as he appears. I think he was a power-hungry dude who hates some people. I think that... maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he... But I honestly think racism is not the real issue. It's the underlying structural racism. But when you call it racism, people are like, I'm not racist. That's not a fucking issue anymore. But then it completely pushes it out the picture because nobody's thinking about it anymore. So we need a new term for it. Yep. We need a new term. Like structural inequality or something.
Or we just need to, like, the explanation that shows that, like, you can contribute to... Well, here's the thing. This is the other thing, is that we always try to make these things personal. Like, we go on Facebook and we shout out at people and say, like, hey, like, you're racist or something, or like, this is racist or isn't that racist, and they're totally fine, but individuals might actually have a fairly hard time. Like, this is kind of weird. I'm not trying to be like anti people getting together, but I'm just saying, like, policies and plans have to, action plans have to be put in place to make things better. People just individually, it's like fucking recycling. You know, on Earth Day, everybody might think about recycling more. Okay, that's good. That's fine. That's decent. But I don't think that's going to work with fixing a system. Just saying, like, hey, remember not to be racist day. And, like, everybody tries individually to be better. You actually have to have plans that are organized and identify the issues and shit. And it's got to go deep. I don't know.
Put her ass to sleep.
I don't know either. I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know. Anybody else want to say anything about it before we get to fun things?
I just like, as long as it's not about anything having to do with, like, media or movies or TV or video games, Ryan has lots to say on all of it. If it has to do with any fun, Ryan does not under, he's like, I don't understand this fun you have.
I just don't. I receive the fun as it's released. You guys anticipate the fun.
You guys
continually over time. Like, a movie coming out, cool. I'll go see it when it comes out.
It's really hard because, like, what does it? Like, how do you change the little things? Like things that people don't think are racist. Are, well, it's not even racist. Like, things that they do that aren't using their privilege and not understanding that other people don't have it. It's like, that's hard to... It's hard for people to put their heads around, to get their heads around, like... And, yeah. Like, how do you change that mentality of thinking of that and looking about that and being like, okay, how do you get someone to feel what someone else feels? Because most people are stuck. This is like, ah, man, this is like... I feel this, and my feelings are valid, and their parents tell them that your feelings are valid, right, and are important. But they don't. They can't ever put aside their own feelings for other people's feelings.
Yeah, I don't think most. That's the thing where I think there are some people that don't care to understand, but I think there's a lot of people that just don't. There's different degrees of understanding. And, like, there's a lot of people that just don't have a freaking clue. And then there's some people that kind of get it. And, you know, like, who knows where you are? Like, I'm probably at barely has a clue, but maybe there's people that have far less of a fucking clue than me. And the point there isn't that, like, I guess the thing is, that is the problem. The problem aren't those people. The problem is coming up with a way to, despite people having a hard time understanding this complicated issue, make progress on it. So the people aren't the problem. Like, they're just normal people that, like, go to work and they have white friends because they live in a place where everybody's white. And they got money because they got a job and it pays. And they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And it's really not their fault. And, like, so, and I'm saying, like, this, all, getting outraged is actually a wonderful good step for, like, and even riots I could see being productive for, like, people paying attention and, like, forcing them to think deeply about what's going on. But the solution, should we come to it one day, will involve, like, reaching out to people on where they are and making them understand. But understanding that they're not coming from a weird, like, a fucking racist place where, why don't you get your racist? You are.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yeah, but that's not productive, right? Telling people that. So it's, like you're saying, it's a good opportunity to have conversations with people within your community about these issues, because that's the only way that people understand. So if I go talk to my aunt, she says, they shouldn't be rioting, they shouldn't be burning stuff down. Like, yes, I agree, but let's start there. And let's start and talk about things that are actually important rather than, you know, what the news is showing us, kind of a thing. So, I don't know. There's a lot. We ain't going to solve it because we are five white dudes. And
start my business.
Until Sovereign Industry starts, we ain't got nothing to do. So any other comments, or should we start fun stuff for the night?
We can start fun stuff.
All right.
I guess.
I know. Sorry, Ryan.
Ryan's like, jeez.
Yeah, what's going on? The only piece of noteworthy news I put out on Facebook about net neutrality taking a nosedive right now, where the news cycle would never cover it. I'm sure people saw it, but basically, if you have HBO Now, no, what HBO Max, right?
That's Max.
The.
Yep.
If you have the HBO Max and you're... your current provider is AT&T, who is the parent company of HBO Max. They will not throttle you or data cap you for watching HBO Max, but they will data cap you if you're watching Disney Plus or Netflix or Amazon Prime, which is exactly what net neutrality was supposed to stop. And those motherfuckers have decided, nobody's paying attention right now. Let's just go ahead and throw it in. Because, you know, the whole argument was the market will decide. Huh. Fucking assholes. Oh, it makes me mad.
Where did Netflix in that whole thing? Where did Netflix end up? Because I remember they kind of waffled. Did they end up pro net neutrality? Or did they end up anti?
I don't remember them waffling. I remember them saying basically it shouldn't matter what service you have. You shouldn't throttle us.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. They're getting screwed then.
Yeah, everybody is. Honestly, if you're a consumer, you're going to get. It's a little weird because it only hurts people who are, like, unfortunately, people who don't get unlimited data. We all probably get unlimited data because we all sit in our suburban homes and make enough money where it doesn't matter. So it only hurts people who are they're watching, like, on a cell phone as their primary outlet. And
yep.
And that's now. Like, it might change. It might change in the future, so it's the norm. And then it will, well, assuming, I guess if unlimited ever goes away, then we're all fucked. But, well, I'm really fucked. Excuse me, no. Anyways. Anyways, let's talk about more fun stuff. So that was net neutrality. That wasn't fun stuff at all. Let's talk about actual fun stuff. What's in the news in the pop culture world?
So Ryan, this should be good for Ryan. This I put a link up, but this company basically introduced a jukebox. It's a neural net that generates music and rudimentary singing, basically based on artists. So it's like if you click on it, they'll be like, oh, you know, they've generated a bunch of samples, but they've given you, like, the model weights and codons and stuff like that in order to do it. But they'll be like, hey, we've made it so this song by Eminem, but it's done as if Kanye West does it, and the voice it's still very, it's not perfect, but it sounds pretty good. Like, so it's interesting. Like, the, you know, so if you look at it and, like, click on the link and then go to, like, fun songs, they'll be like, you click on a random one, you'll be like, oh, okay, cool, man, I'll pick hip-hop in the style of Kanye West, and, you know, and then it'll play it, and you'll be like, this is fucking weird, and so, like...
That's sweet.
Like, wasn't there one of Britney Spears sung by Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, yeah, so it's, like, a lot of interesting...
I just clicked the one that was, like, classic pop in the style of Frank Sinatra, and it shows the words, which is cool, and it's like, it's Christmas time, you know what that means. Oh, it's hot tub time. As I light the tree, this year we'll be in a tub. Oh, it's hot tub time. You know, it's actually pretty decent.
Right.
But I want to hear the voice, because that's actually pretty impressive. I think this is done by OpenAI, which I believe is a company that... I just didn't know from the link that you gave when I clicked on it. They provide software that helps doing AI stuff, so this is it's pretty cool. They're promoting their shit by, you know, showing an example of how you can do shit with it.
I have two questions. One, I'm assuming this is kind of like a concept and they don't have just a bunch of random shit I can listen to.
Right. Like, it's basically, yeah, it's just concepts so far right
That's
now.
That's cool.
But
and two, I wonder if it would get by the automated, like, filters. Because, so one of the things about streaming is you can't usually stream music.
Right.
You can, but the VODs will be muted because they're caught by a filter that says, this is copyrighted music, you can't stream this. I wonder if this is a way to get around that, like, but still listen to interesting music.
Interesting. I'm going to play this. Can I share my sound system?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 right click buttons, click this other button. Try that button. Fuck, I don't want to share my whole screen. I want to share my... Oh, sounds may not be available while you're sharing your screen. I want sounds to be shared.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, what the fuck? Do you know how to do that? Can you do that? Has anybody done that?
Like, what do you want to share?
Share your sound.
Play classic cop in the style of Frank Sinatra, because I actually think the voice is really impressive.
Classic pop. Okay. So.
It was a lot bottom one. I just happened to click it, and I was like, "Whoa, that's pretty good! Like, really good."
Yeah. Now you have to share the whole screen, dude.
But does it bring sound through? I guess I can try that. I'll share screen and see.
Got porn on there? Why didn't you want to share the whole thing?
Well, I just thought it would. I don't care about. Oh, there you go, Dave.
You can fast forward too.
As I like the tree, this year will be a tub.
That's a pretty good voice.
This one sucks.
But listen to the, like, that's a computer generated voice.
It's
that's
too
impressive.
Old. No, give me something new and poppy. This
All
is
right, give something new.
This is boomer music right here.
Well, it's pre boomer music, honestly. It's like fucking oldish. This one have words.
Don't you always show me no light? Let the darkness fade away.
That's good.
Good job, computers.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Basically, computers are going to take care of all the creativity now. What's kind of funny is you could actually imagine, let's say there's a site that pumps these out, like this site, but then people like start liking them and stuff, and add them to playlists, and then the site sees what's liked, and eventually the music that's generated is just like based on generated music, so that it's like removed from any human music, and it's like pure computer genius, like the ultimate truth of music.
Yes, cool. Your screen's still off, by the way. That is the ultimate truth in music. That's pretty fun. That's cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. Ryan should like it because it's got computers taking over all the world.
Mm-hmm.
But
God damn it, yeah. Ryan, turn your pictures back on.
And then I put someone who made Biff's extendable bat from Back to the Future. Biff from Back to the Future. In Back to the Future 2, remember, he has his extendable bat where he's holding it behind his back.
That's right.
Slugger 2000? Yes, he built it.
Somebody made that. Nice.
Yes, so it's pretty cool that he just... He's like, let me, like... And it shows him going through the process of making it. And, like, it's pretty fucking cool, dude.
That's cool.
Like, people are really good at doing stuff.
Yes, people
like
are.
That. Like when they go, like, ah, cool, how do you do that? And then just figure out how to do that. Is it, like the perfect version? No. Does it require you to have a backpack and stuff like that for, you know, to power it and stuff? Sure, but that doesn't really matter. But,
yeah, cool. So Ryan has left. He's like, the important shit's over. I'm not listening to you guys. I'm muted. My camera's off. Fuck you all. I'm out of here.
Sorry, what happened? Oh, my camera's on. You can't see me.
Nuts.
No, it's off. There's actually a little thing in the corner that says camera off.
No, mine's on. Or it says on to me. I'll try again.
Nope, now it's off.
Now it's off.
Well, it was. You see fucking with me?
Now it's on.
I did swap places with Dave.
Yes.
I can see me fading in, man. So.
All right, that's cool. What else? What else you got?
My favorite NASA engineer who likes to make things like the Port Pirate Glitter Bomb. He made the ultimate squirrel ninja obstacle course for them to keep him away from his bird feeder. So it's kind of fun to watch these squirrels try to land. They have to land specifically on the platform in order for all the walnuts to drop for them to eat. But if they, you know, they'll fall off, or they might hit an ejector that throws them over across the feeder into a net.
This is a bird feeder, and everything to my...
It's super cool. I watched it, actually.
I'm going to show it or send it to my father-in-law, because he has a bird feeder in the back, and all winter long, he fucking hates the squirrel. Like, he just sits there and is like, God, the fucking squirrels got it again. And they're impressive what they do. Like, yeah, they climb up shit. They do... They're fucking impressive. So I'll send this to him.
It's kid-friendly, too. I watched it with my fam, too. And, like, you should send it to, like, your sister and stuff, because...
No. It's fuck you. I sent our 7 days to die video to my sister. That's what I sent.
Well, tell her if there's too much swearing, watch this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Griff said when we watched the 7 days to die. He's like, Uncle Chris swears a lot. And I'm like, yeah, it's what we do.
You know the term, swear like a Marine? That's, yeah, well, there you go.
Where it came from.
It's like, ah, goddamn, fucking Adam. There's a bunch of guys over here. We left the ladder up. Ah.
It's funny because I was actually trying not to.
Right?
Because I knew I was sending it to my niece and nephews. I was like, I was actually trying to curse as little as possible, and it just comes out.
Right.
Yeah, it always has. What are you going to do? Your kids are going to hear it. Stop desensitizing me, little bitch. Yeah.
No, I mean, pretty much everything's shut down for the... So. There's not much else out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There is a teaser trailer for HBO's next show, which looks really good. It's called Lovecraft Country. It's basically, oddly, takes place in 1950s South, you know, during the Jim Crow era, as, some black people are traveling, trying to find a father that's missing, and yeah, so it deals with racism and Lovecraftian monsters.
That's awesome. I would watch that. I love Lovecraftian monsters. I like that you can go mad.
Right, so it's like, oh, cool, like, I don't know what they're gonna try and do. Like, are they equating, like, you know, crazy racism? Is that of, like, monsters driving you mad? It's a little overt, but I like it. Because I'm going to see some tentacle monsters rip people in half. That's great.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. I watched a couple movies, which I have not watched movies in a long time because I've been playing video games like crazy.
Yep.
But I watch movies while I play video games.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
Right. Really, Ryan's confused. He's like, what does that mean? How do you do that?
Yeah. I watched what was the first one? The new Amazon movie. the dark, the depths of night, or what the fuck is it? What the fuck's it called? It's been getting advertised on Twitch like crazy. It's not showing it. I don't know why. Maybe because I already watched it.
www.amazon.
It probably be one of the first thing. The Vast of Night. That's what it's called.
The Vast.
Yeah, it came out a few weeks ago. Maybe this week. I don't know. It's 90 minutes long. That's one of the reasons why I watched it. I was like, 90 minutes while I play a video game. You know what? Monster Train Run is about 90 minutes. I can do a Monster Train Run. I can watch The Vast of Night. It's trying to. Nobody watched this yet, right?
Nope.
No.
It's trying to be Spielbergian, like Close Encounters. It's trying to be Close Encounters of the third kind. Mm. And it's set in the 50s. The acting is great. I was super impressed with the girl that's in it. She's playing like a 16-year-old girl. The dude's pretty good too. It's shot very atmospheric. It's just missing something. I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on exactly. It's not an action movie. It's kind of a suspense movie, but it's more atmospheric, artsy type movie, which is weird because that's not usually like a big release thing. And I think they were so close to making this a really good show. I don't know what they could have done to fix it, but they needed like two or three ties that to bring it all together. It just wasn't quite there. But if you got 90 minutes, you're playing a video game, it's worth a watch. I mean, it's kind of cool. Some of the shots are pretty neat. The shots that kind of travel through the entire town are pretty cool. So definitely worth a watch if you're bored.
Cool.
And I watched Fighting With My Family.
Yes.
Oh, the wrestling movie?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Which, I am not a WWE fan anymore. I was when I was a kid because it was cool. And I'm not putting it down for people who are now. But so I didn't know who that girl was, Paige, whatever her name is. I didn't know she was a famous person, and but it was kind of cool because it was it's based on a true story, right? That's what's kind of cool about it.
Yeah.
And Ryan's favorite actor's there along the way to give pep talks and stuff, so that's kind of neat too. But yeah, that was fun too. Fun watch.
Yes, The Rock is. Yes, it is basically Ryan. It's effectively a sports movie because it has all the tropes of a sports movie. Like, oh man, we just can't make it. Oh man, this is not my dream, man. This is my dream, but this is more my brother's dream. Oh, my brother, you gotta live your dream. Blah blah blah, and all this stuff. Yeah, shit like that. Oh, but it hits all the sports like tropes. You should love it, Ryan.
And it's pretty close to true story. So
I actually haven't looked at the movies on Prime in a while, and as I look now, there seems to be a lot, which maybe I'll watch.
So has anyone tried to watch Space Force?
I binged it last Friday.
I have not.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know.
It's mediocre. It's missing some things.
Remember when you watched the first season of The Office and you were like, all right, yeah. it's all right. But then it's like they hit their stride and then it just got super good.
Nope.
It's good. Okay.
I just don't remember.
The first season of The Office, you're like, all right, it's funny. Everyone's awkward, but not awkward yet funny. This one is like everyone's awkward, and your jokes are really like, I know what you're trying to say. I like what you're trying to say, but your ham-fisted way of saying it is just not up to snuff. Like, it's like they need like two or three more writers, like really good writers, to come in and like just punch everything up some.
Actually,
I don't think it knows what it wants to do yet, because I feel like it was straddling the line of, do we go full comedy or do we take the serious family drama route?
Right. Yeah.
Never and go full comedy.
It needs to go full comedy, you know, the 22-minute episodes, and it just doesn't quite hit the mark. I mean,
The
episode with the monkey, that was pretty good. That was pretty fun.
I don't know, I'm not there yet.
But like, we had through one episode, and I'm like, I don't know, man. But, like, it's funny, like, all the other four-star generals are making fun of him because he's Space Force, and then, like, Whatever, the Coast Guard's all like, yes, finally, the Coast Guard won't be bottom of the barrel. And they're like, oh, you're still bottom.
No, you're still bottom.
Right. Like, see, no, that's fun. It's all right, you know, and, like, how, like, they have good, like Steve Carell. John Malkovich is great in the first
season.
It's like, they have really good actors in it. Yes. I just don't, yeah, it's just not grabbing me. I wish it did.
Okay. I was looking at the writers because that's the exact same vibe I got from Veep the first season, where I was like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but I'm not in love with it. And it got much, much better, but it doesn't look like there's any overlap.
Right. Yeah. And there's analogs for characters. Like, there's a Chuck Schumer guy. There's the fucking AOC lady who's like, I'm the sassy Latino lady who's like, just like, why are you spending all this money? Blah, 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 blah. It's the effectively the Nancy Pelosi type person. And you're like, you know, I understand what you're trying to do. Like, the president doesn't show up. He just appears in tweets is, again, the first episode.
Yeah, they just didn't hit home on the comedy side. Like, they just didn't finish it. And then they tried to bring in the drama. And that just, like, it felt out of place.
Like, I'll give it more of a chance. I don't know, because if we give it the Dave 2 chance of 6 episodes, you're already done with the show, basically. You should
probably, it's 10 episodes.
You should probably just watch it all.
I finished it. I watched it all.
Yeah.
But.
Did you see the stats or statistics that have come out of HBO Max recently showing the most favorite shows and watch shows and stuff? Which was kind of cool. It's not, you'd think it'd be Friends or Game of Thrones and stuff, but it's actually like the Looney Tunes. It's like number one. Right.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. And Up Late with Elmo, which is kind of,
that was right.
It's kind of cool. It's like one of their new things where Elmo can't be up too late, but he's up late enough to, and he still has like kind of interviews with famous people, but you know, he's a kid. He's got to go to bed early. So he still has some shows, or he's up not too late, just late enough to get his interviews, and then he goes to bed. So, so that's really high rated as well and watched as well. I thought that was kind of cool that there's stuff like that that's being consumed. And I guess it makes sense when you have a bunch of kids everywhere are going to watch the cartoons, probably. And probably adults, too, probably remember Looney Tunes and shit, and they're like, let's watch that.
Well, I'm parents with kids at home that are like, okay, we watched all the shit on this thing. Okay, let's try HBO. Oh, HBO's got some kids. Okay, let's do that. All right.
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that it launched with not as much as it promised. Like, all the titles are there, but most of the episodes within the titles aren't there. So, but I'm sure they'll add them in. I think that's kind of what Disney Plus did, too, in a way, isn't it? Like, it launched and not everything was there, but a lot of stuff was there. They've been adding stuff as they go. But they don't seem to have, like, a launch title, do they? Like, here's what you should watch. Here's the big thing that we're releasing with it.
Right.
What's the deal with this? You probably already talked about it. And I know we talked about it, the anticipation of HBO Max, but, like, did it replace one of the other things? Is there now HBO Go, now and Max?
No. Well, kind of.
No. Well, so basically if you have HBO on whatever, if you have cable, satellite, whatever, if you have HBO Now, HBO on there, you already have HBO Now. HBO Now is going away because it's being, basically your subscription to your HBO Now, which is associated with your subscription pay, will just become HBO Max. If you did have HBO Go, which is just the online stuff, that is going away and you will just have HBO Max.
Right, but like, there's issues where I can't get HBO Max on my Roku.
It didn't
launch with Roku.
And Fire Stick both do not have it.
Because of money.
80 million households.
Because of money issues, where they're like, they couldn't decide on revenue sharing, so they're like, all right, fuck it, we're going to launch and we'll figure it out later. So we're still on the HBO Now app or something.
Which is supported because of this.
So eventually, and remember the HBO Max, they call it HBO Max, but it's actually Warner Brothers app, right? It's everything Warner Brothers has. It's just HBO is a bigger name than Warner Brothers, apparently.
It has marquee, yes. It has the marquee of saying like, ooh, it's not TV, it's HBO. It's like, ooh, but now it's HBO to the max.
Well, that's cool. It does sound like
eventually it's a simplification.
Yeah, and that's be great. But, I mean, it's also because I pay, what, $9 a month for HBO or something like that, or $7 or whatever, right. And I'm only getting HBO. For $3 more, I get the Warner Brothers catalog. I just can't right now on my stupid Roku. I'm not going to go out and buy one of their devices just for until they get it figured out.
And they will, because they can't. They can't go.
They're leaving a lot of money on the table.
They did the math, and they were like, okay, 80 million households with these. All right, if we get, let's see, if we get 5% of that, that's a fucking shit ton.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's a lot of things that, like New Line. New Line was the king of the 90s, dude. Like, the late 80s, early 90s, and you saw New Line still, you were like, all right, cool, we're going to see some cool stuff, man. You're going to see some, like... You got your Blades, you got your, like, your Lord of the Rings were a fucking New Line. You got the, they were, like, the riskier version of the big Hollywood houses. I mean, the big thing, they had the Criterion. All the, the Criterion collection DVDs. Like, I still have all those things where they're like, ooh, these are, like, instead of the $30 DVDs, these are, like, the $40 DVDs. But they're, like, you have all the commentaries and all that shit. They're the highest quality, and they're, like, movies that are really good. I'm like, okay, cool. It's got a lot of cool stuff on it. I just want them to fix it so it's on Fire TV.
Yeah.
Come on, just fix it. It doesn't seem that hard, does it?
Has places opened up for outside, restaurants opened up for outside eating yet around here?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I might go to a restaurant tomorrow.
You got to make a reservation. Just make sure you because it's patio service. You have to just call and say, "Hey," and then just say, "Okay, could we have this open?"
I ain't got time to make reservations. I fucking fly by the seat of my pants. I stop wherever I go.
There's a guy at work who is like, "I got to get a haircut." Cool. And he was like, "I'm just gonna get a Great Clips. I don't give a fuck what time."
Oh God.
And like he clicked on it, and it was like, "Okay, all right." They start opening at 9 o'clock, and it was like, "All right, click." It was all like, he instantly clicked. And it was like 87 minutes. It was like instantaneous. But then he looked everywhere else, and it was just like, oh shit, oh, 180 minutes, no longer accepting, like don't even get on the list. Wow. You're already done. And it's like everywhere within like 25 miles. So it's like,
things are weird like that. Fast food's been like that too. Like every fast food, like the other day, me and the boys went to the park, and we were rolling home around 6:15, and the lines were out the parking lots, down the roads to everything except for Arby's, because nobody goes to Arby's. But everything else was
love Arby's.
So do I, man. I was gonna go, but I had to get Amy something, and the boys don't like roast beef, so I didn't really know what to get them, and she doesn't really care for it. Yeah.
Oh man.
What am I gonna get them? They like chicken nuggets. They like fucking French fries, and they like cheeseburgers, and they don't have any of those.
You look them both in the face and you say, "Boys, we are in the time of a pandemic and rioting. It is time to take what you truly desire off the table and look at the plight of the common man." And the common man says, "We're waiting in line for roast beef because it's way faster."
Expand your horizons.
What if I take all this meat off of the bun and just lay it out fancily on a plate? You'd eat it off a plate like it was charcuterie. You'd be fine.
We did.
Yeah, you just gotta basically. I just gotta go and order on apps and then just drive up and be like, "Hey, just give me my food. Pick up."
Yep.
We went to a park yesterday, and it was a fun park, and it was awesome, and there were a lot of kids playing there, but they still had their signs up. So I sent you guys a picture, and Adonis was like, "What's this sign say?" He said, "What's this game?" And I was like, "Oh, that's just a sign that says we're doing things that we're not supposed to be doing. Don't worry about it." teaching him the right way to do stuff. Because I think they just haven't taken down their signs yet, I'm assuming. Say parks.
No, I think playgrounds are still supposed to be closed.
Fuck that. There was, like, other kids on there. Well,
oh, I know.
The other kids were, like, they were, like, next to it. And then once we got on it, they all came over to him. I was like, "Yeah, that's right. Creating bad behavior."
Dang.
FTP, man.
Just because other kids are doing it, yeah.
Yeah. So we...
Ryan, how does Ryan feel about that?
Led the way.
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't do it. I would have recommended against it.
Yeah. But...
That's how I
Ryan
feel.
Ryan also recommends against open-toed shoes.
I do, actually. Fucking Open toed shoes are a bad idea.
Leander's in this like mimic phase where whatever I do, he wants to mimic, and I don't wear shoes outside. So if he's running around outside and he sees me, he immediately stops and takes off his shoes and socks. And he thinks it's the best thing ever. And Ryan would probably go like, "Oh my god, what are you doing?"
Logan doesn't wear shoes outside.
What? Yeah. Why would you need to wear shoes?
He just runs around in socks.
Oh, Hannah's gotta love that. Grass stains in every sock.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news?
You just go in there and throw dirty socks at him. Hannah, chop chop.
I'm sure she'll love that.
These socks aren't gonna clean themselves.
Yeah. Anything else? Or are we cool for the
year? I'm sad Adam's not here, but
me too.
It's what happens.
He's one of my favorite people.
I wonder if his electricity is still down.
Do you think it's actually his electricity, or has he still got in trouble for last Tuesday where he's like, I gotta go, I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm up too late. I'm up too late. I gotta go. Bye, guys. Boom. You ever notice that's what happens usually when he's up late?
Yeah,
he's like,
I know.
Oh, man,
and like, all of a sudden, all you hear is like, yeah, well, I'll be up in just a little bit.
Dude.
You know, for someone that tells us that she goes to bed so early and she's never there.
Fred wakes up, is like, where's my Adam? All right, let's get out of here. Adam, where can people get in touch with us? Ah, fuck.
Oh, Chris.
Jesus Christ.
Ruined. I guess we have to keep talking until he shows up.
Ah, shit.
It's like some sort of like marathon.
How about everybody takes part of it? Dave, too, where can people get in touch with us the first part?
Well, Chris, we're on Facebook at Geeks Next Door.
Okay. Adam, Ryan, where can people get in touch with us?
You can send us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the wish. win@gmail.com.
Yes, for the wish. Good job. Adam, Dave, where can people get in touch with us? Is there any more?
For the wish.
I actually kind of forgot where we get in touch with, because Adam just says it, and it's like not my problem, not my job.
Right. It's not my job. You can text Chris at this number. I'll give you this if you really want to. He'll be out and about getting ice.
That's true. No, we're missing a website, Adam, Dave.
What is it? Geeks Next Door XYZ?
Yep, Geeks Next Door XYZ, brought to you by Wix. If you need a website, go to Wix. All right, yeah. Cool. Good job, Adam, Dave, Adam, Ryan, and Adam, Dave, too. We'll be back next week, assuming that the world continues and Minneapolis doesn't implode and shit like that. So thanks for joining us, and stay safe and all that other jazz, and go out and play on playgrounds and open-toed shoes. Bye.
Bye.
Don't do it.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't do it.